Deep thoughts. We're not going to go that deep usually in 5 Minute Fatherhood, guys. But today I just thought, let's do it, because I've been pondering that one for a bit. What's up, guys? Welcome to 5 Minute Fatherhood. So, Jeff, I wanted to have a 5 Minute philosophical conversation with you. Go really deep.
Yes, let's do it.
In 5 minutes. I just have noticed something, and I've read something, and I'm really kind of teasing it out. I'm just want to get your reaction to this. So mythologically, archetypally, philosophically, there is something about big scale systems that represent kind of almost a archetypal father. So like this could be universities, governments, corporations, things like that, where there are huge systems. And what a lot of psychologists have said, people that kind of study this, is that we have human beings have kind of a fatherly sort of reaction to that. And the reason why I wanted to ask you about this is because I have noticed a consistent pattern of people that I would, especially women that are really, really deeply connected to their daughterhood. Like they just seem like they're deep, and then their fathers don't really, they haven't given them much of a vision. There's no real opportunity for them to interact with their father, that they become obsessed with these big systems. So like they get really, they become very good parts of a big university system, or, you know, or really deep into like serving in the government. And this is not a critique, by the way. This is an observation that there's something that inside the heart of a daughter that really wants to serve a father, and that where does a woman go who is experiencing their daughterhood at a deep level, but they can't engage their father? So I've just seen this. I've noticed it over and over and over again, and I've noticed it a lot recently, and it keeps coming up, and I just keep having this thought, like, that she doesn't have a daughter, or she doesn't have a father to work with in that way. And so she's got this incredible passion to serve this larger entity, so to speak. Yeah. This thing with a strong vision, with a lot of understandable structure, with a lot of order. I think men interact with those same systems, but they interact with them somewhat differently. And that's why I kind of wanted to tease this out with you a little bit. What are your thoughts? Does that stir up anything for you, or what do you think is going on there?
I think I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for that.
In 5 minutes, we gotta deal with this philosophical issue.
Exactly. I totally agree. I would say, I think about it not evenly, but I would say, like, I kind of was just thinking about it in the sense of both of, like, what places are people looking for? And I don't even think this is, like, you know, conservative Christian culture. I'm just saying, like, everyone from Carl Jung to, like, psychological archetypes live and exist and breathe in certain places. Right. And which ones are the motherly ones and which one are the fatherly ones is a very in culture that you're that you're going to for resonance, that you're going to for not like to fill the void. That's sure on an even, but at some level you are. And so, like, in a more minor way, kind of these echoes, these shadows that are doing something on a deeper level for you that you're not aware of.
That's right.
And I think that is a fascinating conversation. And I don't know, but I do think there's warrant there to what you said for sure. And so I think anyone kind of asking that and asking themselves of that would only help, not hurt, you know, of just like, is there anything there? What story am I telling? What story am I believing? What story am I pursuing? Because in every story, there's going to be someone who is that person or that hero or that. And it could be a system or an institution under the guise of an archetype that you want or have missed in the past. So I think that's fascinating.
Yeah. And I think we oftentimes don't see the family connection between the things that we're experiencing or not experiencing in our family and the things that we are experiencing larger in the culture. We don't realize that there are these sort of family archetypes that exist beyond the family. And that, you know, there are people like Carl Jung who have sort of teased out that connection. We're not going to get to the bottom of this today, you guys, but I just think it's important to know that. It's important to understand that because we're all living out a story, and it tends to be a family story, just because people's families sort of fall apart, or people's families are strong or weak in different areas, it doesn't mean those same family stories aren't playing themselves out in some other realm. And if you can start to notice those connections, they're really interesting. That's something I've been thinking about. Deep thoughts. We're not going to go that deep usually in 5 Minute Fatherhood, guys. But today I just thought, let's do it, because I've been pondering that one for a bit.